You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Streaming live on YouTube this morning. Come on, go check us out. Be nosy. So see what's going on here in the studios at Denver's Mix 100. You can find us by going to mix100.com, clicking on the link on the homepage, or just searching Mix 100 Denver on YouTube. Somebody on there said, wow, you guys are hotter than I thought you would be.
Yeah,
you
way
guys
hotter.
Are so hot.
We'll take it. It's the blush.
Which is saying a lot because my power was out this morning and I threw on a goofy hat, which you got to go check out. It's one of my favorites.
It's still, yeah.
Like, and a big baggy sweatshirt.
Yeah, I can't believe...
I don't think it smells.
But. I was going to say, I can't believe you've never worn that hat because that is like so you.
I have a couple that are just ridiculous hats. I got another one that's... Mount Rushmore on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It's just so stupid looking. Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow.
It looks good on you, man.
I like silly hats. Yeah. Silly hats make me happy.
That one's iconic, too.
It is.
It's iconic.
Yeah. If you
the
wear
other
your
iconic red
Mount
hat.
Rushmore hat, then I will wear my Mount Rushmore shirt that says, don't pet the fluffy cows.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. I will.
Tomorrow.
I'll wear
let's
that.
Do it.
I'll wear the Mount Rushmore pants I have.
There we go. We'll
beautiful.
Just be matching.
We're a complete
your
outfit.
Abe Lincoln pants.
Yep.
Sexy. We're on YouTube, all brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. Thank you for that. Mix 100 Denver on YouTube, and you can stream the show live. All right, before we get into PMI, you know, everybody's all butthurt about egg prices right now. Am I right?
Yeah.
Or am I right? It's
absolutely.
On the top of everybody's mind, including mine, because I have two hard-boiled eggs every morning, and I was like, well, there goes $8.
Well, yeah, my ramen's a lot less interesting right now without that egg, so I'd like those prices to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, check this out. With soaring egg prices, chicken rentals could become a thing.
Oh.
There is a service that is providing hens, feed, and support, allowing customers to collect fresh eggs at home. They say for about $600 for a six-month rental, you can get about a dozen eggs per week from two hens. I don't believe this is in Colorado, but I would imagine now that somebody has heard this, they are scrambling to go find some chickens to rent out.
No, absolutely. Rent-a-chicken.com operates in Denver, Colorado. I just
rent
looked.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. The 2025 standard package is $545.
Oh, that's a bargain from the $600.
Expensive eggs.
Exactly.
After about a week, Katie's chickens wouldn't be laying eggs anymore. They'd be fried in the pan.
Exactly.
those
chickens wouldn't last
No. You got to sign the disclaimers that she's not going to eat the chickens.
Where's the chicken, Katie?
The chicken ran away.
Spit it out of your mouth now, lady.
Maybe
get it out of your mouth.
Maybe across the road or something. I have no idea where that chicken went.
That's it. We're finding you for lame jokes.
Cross the road into my tummy.
Lame jokes. Party of one here.
That's so good.
Yes. Anyway, $600 a month for a couple of hens. It seems like a lot.
I feel like you could buy a lot of eggs
yeah,
for $600. How much are you going to pay out more in a month?
And I think people aren't realizing how much work taking care of chickens are.
I don't want to do that at all.
You said they roam free.
I'm sick of our hamster.
Yeah, you can just you are going to be sick of the chickens then, because I tell you what, cleaning out those cages, making sure they're going to get those eggs every day because...
Oh, you got to go outside.
They're not going to lay them unless you take the one out. So,
True. Yeah,
it's a lot of work to take care of chickens. And
for an extra $50, we'll come and collect them for you.
They're also kind of terrifying. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Mean.
Like, they're
you.
Mean. And, like, if they look at you a certain way and just start charging
I'd
at you.
I'd be pissed, too, knowing that humans eat me.
Yeah. Or your babies.
I'd be pissed all the time.
Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly. They're a little different than just, ooh, the cuddly little chicken. Let's have a little pet. Like, it's different than that. So just be aware.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. There's your egg update, your maroon. All right, it's time for PMI. We'll send you on your way with a positive, a minus, and something a little interesting. Oh, my gosh, I got to pee today. I got to pee. I am so happy about this because I love going to little local breweries and having a pint or two. And today is... National or Colorado Pint Day. Colorado Pint Day. The Colorado Brewers Guild puts this on every year where 225 breweries across Colorado are going to participate today. It's the 10th annual Colorado Pint Day. And it's one of those things where these glasses have become collector's items over the years because they get a local artist to design a pint glass and they throw the design on the glass, send it out to all these breweries. You go in, you get a beer, you pay an extra $10 or whatever for the glass, and it goes back to a good cause, which I'm sure is in this story.
Yes.
That's cool.
And we
though.
Love that.
No, here
cause.
It is. That's a very dollar cool. from each pint glass sold will be donated back to the Colorado Brewers Guild to help support local breweries.
That's cool. I like
it's
that cause.
It's a really fun little event, yeah. and I highly recommend going to Coal Mine Avenue Brewery in Littleton, yeah. if you haven't been
yeah.
there. That's usually where I go to get my glass. Good people, really good beers.
They did that thing up in Fort Collins on today when I lived there for the last couple years, and they would bring like almost every like microbrewery. They put up a little tent just down Old Town Main Street right there, and you could go everywhere. And yes, some of the a part of the proceeds would all go to the local breweries there and stuff like that. And you could try all these different new beers that you've never heard
makes
of.
Makes me happy.
It's really a cool thing they do. Yeah.
Makes me so happy.
Support local.
Support yeah. local. Support the local artists who all compete to get their design on the glasses. Their theme for this year is Beer is for Everyone.
And it is.
Hey.
Even small children.
Over 21. Well, maybe they should have little parentheses down there.
Even children.
Over 21.
You got to take that edge off when you have that pop quiz. You know, in fourth grade, you're like, man, mom, is today Colorado Pint Day? Because B is for everybody.
Why are the kids from Jersey, too?
I don't know.
From Jersey.
I'm stuck on it.
I had a beer, and it changed my voice.
It was the chicken guy. He threw me off. Anyway, they say this has become like a cult-like following where people just go out every year and try to get all these glasses for their little goofy beer glass collection. But today's the day, Colorado Pint Day, so go out and get a pint and support some local breweries today. There's your positive.
Love it.
I like that positive.
Oh, wait, I didn't play this. There you go.
Yeah, now it's real.
There we go.
Now it's a minus.
So, and this minus is really just a public service announcement to remind people, space heaters, you got to keep your eye on them. Oh, my gosh. Well, and we say, what? Why are you laughing?
Nothing. This is just a funny segue. Okay, now... The concerns
Remember,
of space heaters.
Well,
space
I'm
heaters.
Just saying, because well,
space
okay,
heaters.
So there was a fire that displaced yes. 17 people Aww. From an apartment complex yesterday.
We can't joke about that.
They're saying it's because of a space heater. Well, nobody was hurt. I want to put that
That's
out
good.
There that everybody was safe when this fire happened. But it took crews 2 hours to completely put it out, and make sure there was no hot spots. And they say, it's because of an unattended space heater. And fire department's coming out and saying, remember, when it comes to space heaters,
yes.
Like the proximity of the space heater to an object.
To your curtains?
We wouldn't. Yeah. It could be 3 feet away, and that could still cause
a
fire.
That seems a little
no,
far away.
No, you have
Katie.
To be careful with the space heaters.
It could seriously, there could be like a sheet like 4 blocks away.
Not
and
four
it could
blocks.
Catch
I
on
said
fire.
3 feet.
Your
I
neighbor's
said,
house could catch on fire. Because the sheets are laying off the bed.
Our Jersey Fire Department. Yeah.
I'm sticking
us
with
some,
it.
Our local Jersey Fire Department.
I'm staying with it.
Some advice here, but. That fire that happened yesterday morning at Yosemite in Oxford, it was the space heater that was suspected
hey,
cause.
Hey, listen,
and
I tell
so,
you, growing up with my dad, who was a fire chief, and we nonstop, he was like, don't leave the room if the space heater is going. Make sure you stare at it while it's on.
Exactly.
Don't knock it over, you know.
Don't fall asleep with
don't
the space
fall asleep,
heater
don't
on.
Fall, don't lay on the space heater.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, Katie, I had a space heater incident. I had a girlfriend who had it way back in, 2010 or whatever, and I leaned against it on accident, and
Uh-oh.
It burned my back so badly. I looked like I got fried because
there was
rings on it, and it looked like I got pressed like a panini.
Was it really nail scratches, and that's what you told your mom?
No. Oh, my gosh. No, dude. It was way worse than nail scratches.
Are those nail scratches on your back? No, it was a space heater,
I look like I got cooked. No, I'm not using the... It was my curling iron thing.
Exactly.
It was a space heater.
And they do get hot.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
So just
why were you guys
radio,
so cold? Did you not have any clothes on?
So... Being in radio, I know, poor Josh.
Your sinful ways.
Dude, it burned my back. I had clothes on.
Jeremy.
Sinful ways.
Stop it.
So, being in radio, it gets super cold in the studio all the time. It's always winter in the studio. It's what I like to say.
When you work with guys that are always hot.
I know.
I'm sweating right now.
But even, every place I've done radio, I've asked the engineers, can I bring a space heater in?
No.
And I'm always told, absolutely not.
No.
Because that can cause...
It'll pop the breakers.
With all the electrical equipment around here, it's just one more fire hazard. And I mean, I've been shot down. Like Jason said, he would just not be friends with me
anymore. Those things pull a lot of energy.
later. They do.
More energy than a night with Josh is how much those things are calling.
Boy, they're going to wear you out is what it is. But yeah, so just again, a public service announcement that if you're using space heaters, especially when it gets as cold as it did overnight Monday into Tuesday, don't keep them on while you're sleeping. Just
Katie,
be careful.
Thank you for this. This
be
is
careful.
Some very
Smart.
Valuable information that you're bringing
you.
In today. This is
I did.
This is top
and
notch.
You, Josh.
Mom information. This
your
is,
local fire department.
Well, mom's on duty today here.
Yeah.
At
as
100.
A mom, as a I mom. Feel like it's my job to, you know, say these
this
things.
This is important stuff. Thank you.
to remind you.
Does baby Nana have a space heater?
She does not.
Okay.
No, we there make sure that she's very safe and safe space heater.
Because she's not out. Doing sinful things like you, Josh.
I wasn't either, man. I wasn't. I
what's,
just
your what's your interesting?
I
there,
have a
naked
really good
boy.
Interesting. A new Guinness World Record was broken yesterday, and it was a really cool one. This is actually, we've talked about this before in the past of like Guinness records that we think we could break.
Yeah.
I think we could do this one.
We got this
I
one?
Really do.
What
Guinness
is it?
World Record was broken yesterday as a man named David Rush. He broke the world record for folding and throwing a paper airplane in just 5.1 seconds.
Now that's
what?
A man right
I
there.
I think we have heard. And he did beat his own record. And yes, he said, while the paper airplane may not win any awards for aesthetics, it is undoubtedly the most beautiful one I've made. And it is now housed in the Guinness World Records cabinet in London, England. And he said,
wow.
It's proof that sometimes speed and precision outweighed perfection. So good on David Rush.
What a beautiful gift that this guy has.
I think we could beat this.
This is the guy that holds like 30 Guinness World Records or more.
Yes. He,
like 500.
A
I don't
lot
know what
of
it
them.
Is.
He just makes a career out of it.
Which, he's a dork.
That, seems kind of silly.
Well?
Well, and again,
oh, we're talking about
if it doesn't matter what the airplane looks like, can I just take a piece of paper, crumple it up, and throw it?
It's not an airplane.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's an airplane. It's an airball.
My biggest concern my biggest concern would be making a paper airplane and throwing it and having it land on a space heater.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it should be a concern.
That's a big
I'm glad
one.
That
it's a big
you
one,
learned.
Katie.
I'm glad you learned.
That's terrifying.
I wish you had brought that up earlier.
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, just doing my part, Jer.
That's PMI today, you guys. Riveting stuff this morning. Riveting. Very important information.
Yes,
people
I don't
learn.
Know what.
People learn today, Jeremy.
You don't learn
they
today.
Learn that it's
okay.
Colorado Pint Day, and we're going to get a ding-dang beer today
and
is
be
what we're doing.
Be careful with your space heaters.
You're going to get drunk. You're going to go home and fall on your space heater.
You need a beer after this, PMI.
We can joke because everybody's fine. Right?
Everybody's
we're good.
Fine.
Everybody's
fine.
Don't send us nasty messages, for God's sakes.
You're so bad.